The police have told The Nolan Show that they're running undercover operations to catch thieves and vandals who have been targeting Belfast bikes. And we can reveal this morning that Belfast Council has told The Nolan Show that vandalism and theft on Belfast bikes is costing the scheme, the public in other words, you, around £1,800 per month. £1,800 per month is what you're paying for vandalism on the Belfast bikes. In the past fortnight, the police have made four arrests for theft and criminal damage. Belfast City Council recently revealed that vandalism and theft of the Belfast bikes is costing this amount of money, so we want to talk about it today. The situation actually has a sinister turn as well. Vandals have been removing bolts that hold the bike frames together. Adam Turkington is organiser of the city's Culture Night. Morning to you, Adam.
Morning, Steve.
Morning. Thanks for talking to us. So tell us what happened to you.
So I was on my way in to work yesterday on a Belfast bike, and the wheels seemed to be, I thought, a bit misaligned, so I was going to report it when I got to the next docking station. But as I was going across the road, the handlebars completely disengaged from the front wheel, and the front wheel fell off. It had been the bolts that hold it on had been removed, and I went coked completely on the hook.
You know, I don't want to over egg this. I don't think I am. Someone could get seriously injured or killed with what these vandals are doing, because you imagine, you know, being thrust in front of a car, a bus, or whatever ongoing traffic. When the wheel falls off, and that's a possibility with these things, with what these people are doing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be all like, oh, look at me, I've fallen off my bike. You know, I think people need to be aware that if they do see people tampering with bikes, it's not just, you know, there's been a lot of laughs about bikes in the wagon, and, you know, it's annoying and it's costing money, but it actually, I mean, I was very lucky yesterday, you know, I mean, there weren't any cars around when it happened, so I was, you know, I wasn't hit by anything, but I wasn't even really on riding on the road, as it were. But there are plenty of people who do ride in traffic. You know, I try to avoid that.
It's crazy. Someone has actually removed the bolts that hold the bike frames together. I think what we need to do, and we've tweeted a picture out of this, by the way, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. What we need to do is try to team up with Belfast City Council, and just in terms of a public awareness statement. I think we need, they're currently saying that vandalism and theft is costing £1,800 a month. So that's quite a lot of bikes. I think what we need to try to understand from Belfast City Council is how many of these bikes have they identified or are they aware of where the bolts have been undone? In other words, is this more than just you? Is there someone or some people going around doing this?
Well, certainly I think from the perspective of the conversations I've had with the Belfast bikes people, this was a new one on them, you know. So, but I mean, again, you know, if people are taking the bikes, I mean, it's a brilliant scheme. I'll still be using it, but I'll be checking that the front wheel is attached before I get on.
Yeah. The police are saying that they're continuing to work alongside Belfast City Council, and they're using covert techniques to tackle the abuse over the last couple of weeks. So that's interesting in itself as well. You say you're going to continue to use the bike scheme. It's good, is it? I've never used one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's £20 a year, and you have up to half an hour free, which is pretty much can get you most places in the system. I use it, you know, 7-8 times a week, and it's fantastic value. It's good for my health. It's good for the environment. It's good for the city. You know, it's good for visitors. So,
Adam, thanks for bringing the story to us, sir. Thank you, mate.
No worries. Cheers.